Are you ready? We'll make the sign of our cross, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes. In this morning's gospel, we heard something that's a little bit frightening. Were you guys listening to the gospel? We heard about Jesus coming again at the end of time. Did you know that Jesus is coming again at the end of time? We don't know when it's going to be. It'll be sometime in the future.
And he didn't help it.
Well, that's the problem that we're going to talk about. Yeah. So we don't know. We just don't know when he's going to come. But when he comes, he's going to judge everyone. So he's going to gather everyone who ever lived from all time. And they will stand before him, and he will separate them into two different groups, the sheep and the goats. Which do you think is the good group?
All sheep.
The sheep. And the bad group?
Goats.
The goats. And you know why? Because sheep are really gentle, and they're friendly. Have you ever gone to a petting zoo? Have you ever gone to a petting zoo?
Yeah.
Have you pet a sheep? Yeah. Have you tried to pet a goat? Yeah, they're different. They try to eat your clothes. Yeah. So, but my point is that the sheep are the nice ones and the goats are the kind of mean ones, and they're kind of selfish because they don't care about you. They just care about themselves. If they want to eat your clothes, if they're hungry, they're going to eat your clothes. Well, that's what these groups of people. You gave the goat some food? That's very nice. So, Jesus separates everybody in the world into two different groups. And the sheep, the good group, are those who took care of other people when they saw them in need. They were like sheep with other people. And so what kind of nice things did they do for the people who were in need? They gave them water when they're thirsty. Food. Let's try somebody else. Somebody else? Clothes. They gave them clothes when they didn't have any clothes. What else?
Visited them whenever they were sick.
You visited them when they were sick. Do you remember any others?
Yep. And when they were in prison, they
in prison they visited them, because sometimes people get forgotten about when they're in prison. And what else? Another one. This is very important. Stranger. Someone who is a stranger. They welcomed them. And I think that's something that maybe you guys encounter sometimes. When a new kid comes to your school or comes to your neighborhood or your playgroup, you know, like they're a stranger. And so the sheep are the ones that welcome them. But now the goats are the ones that did not help them. All those things that the sheep did, the goats didn't do. Instead, when there was someone in need in front of them, they just ignored them, right? They just ignored them. Which was very selfish, and they may have even been worse than that and said mean things, and instead, you know, like hurt them.
Turtles bite your finger.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and sometimes goats do too. Okay, so my point is, my question for you is, what are some ways that you can be like the sheep?
Be kind to others.
Okay, what specific ways?
Help people when they're struggling with things.
Yes.
And help people when they're sick.
Yes. So, I mean, who are the people that you are with all the time?
My mom feeds me all the time.
Your family. With your family. So, it starts at your house. If your brother or your sister is sick, then can you sit with them and help them out and be nice to them?
No.
What if, like I said, you have a friend who maybe doesn't have as many toys as you do? You could share some of your toys with them?
I do.
But my sister doesn't.
Yeah. And maybe if you know someone who doesn't have enough food, you can collect food for them. So all of these things are important for us to remember, because God wants us to love other people. And when we love other people, he says that we are doing it to him, that he receives it as a gift for himself. And that's a way to honor God and to show love for God. No matter what another person seems like, if they seem like maybe they're not even a good person, if you show them love and take care of them, then you are showing love to God. And at the end of time, he'll recognize you as a sheep and welcome you where?
In heaven.
Into heaven.
In the good.
Into heaven. Yes. But what happens if we are like those mean goats and we ignore them? Yeah. And even worse than that, I mean, there's another side to that story, which is that if we aren't with God, then we will be in suffering for eternity, and we don't want that. So it's that easy. When you see someone in need, help them, and then you'll be helping God. All right? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.